be melting snow. Wash yourself of yourself. A quote by Rumi. After I came back from Hawaii, I had my deepest awakening experience yet. This was after Hawaii, thanks to 5-MeO-DMT. This was a level of awakening, again, an order of magnitude beyond anything that I have experienced thus far. And I've experienced some pretty crazy things up to this point. This level of awakening was just ungodly. An ungodly degree of awakening. It felt like the lights completely turned on. This is such a radical experience, and it's so far outside of anything that any ordinary human being has ever experienced or could even possibly imagine that there's just absolutely no frame of reference, no common ground via which I could get this across to you. You can only understand it by having it for yourself. This was pure God mode. It was the culmination of everything. You become so awake that you realize that the only thing there is you, and you are God. And that's literally what you are in this body, is that you are God. But of course, this doesn't really make much sense to the conventional dualistic materialistic mind. And it doesn't even make much sense to people who have had some glimpses of awakening here and there. It doesn't still really make sense. It doesn't really sink in. The depth of it doesn't really sink in. The magnitude of it doesn't really sink in until the lights fully turn on and you realize just what the hell is going on here. And it is possible to realize what is going on here. Why is all of this happening? Beyond this incredible God mode that I was in, I experienced a complete end to all suffering, fear, and concerns. All concerns, all life problems, financial problems, relationship problems, health problems. It's the end, literally the end of all problems, all suffering. In this mode, you can't even comprehend what suffering is. Because you completely break through all personal notions of needing anything or wanting anything or being incomplete in any way. This is a state you reach after death with the complete end of selfhood. There is no self there anymore. That person that was born and that lived your whole life and that is sitting there right now listening to me, that thing right there, that thing, that whole persona is completely gone. As though it never even existed. You can't even bring it into memory anymore because it's so ridiculously false and illusory. That's how radical of a shift this is. It's a total inversion of reality. Your reality collapses and flips inside out to the point where it's like you're inhabiting a completely new reality. Even though everything around you basically still looks just the same, but your relationship and perspective on everything has changed so dramatically. And there's this complete absence of selfhood that for the first time in your life, you see reality unobstructed through the lens of the self. and you see what reality is in its absolute form without the self. And that's an amazing thing. You have an infinitely non-linear understanding of reality. You understand everything so deeply, it's a state of literal omniscience that is beyond what the conventional rational mind thinks of when we say the word omniscience. Because when we say the word omniscience, people think of, oh, that means you know all the scientific facts of the world. Something like that. That's not true omniscience. That there is not nearly as mind-blowing as true omniscience. True omniscience is way beyond a collection of all the facts about the universe. It's actually tangential to all of that. It's orthogonal to all of that. Rather than knowing all the facts, you don't get to know all the facts, but what you discover is that you don't need to know all the facts. All the facts are irrelevant. What you know is you know the essence of it all. You understand the infinite interconnectedness of everything and why it's here. And all of this happens without having to know all the individual particular facts. It's quite an amazing thing. So after having this awakening, or rather I should say during having this awakening, I decided to surrender my life to this awakening. And so what does that mean? That means that on May 1st of this upcoming month, I will begin 30 days of nonstop meditation. I'm going to isolate myself and just basically sit for 30 days straight and do absolutely nothing to take this awakening that I experienced and to really deepen it, to deepen it to the point where there is no selfhood anymore and where this God mode becomes my default state. This has been quite a difficult decision for me. I've been thinking about doing something like this for a few years now, but kind of vacillating about it because, of course, most of my time goes into creating these videos and running actualize.org, and that's a full-time job. And for me, it's not only my job, it not only pays the bills, but it's much, much more than that. It's about a calling that I have, that I have been kind of drawn to by the universe. It's not something that's really coming from me. It's sort of like a mission that has just come from up above. And so I'm just fulfilling that mission. But the counterintuitive nature of this mission is that for me to really fully fulfill this mission, I can't just go around creating videos every single week. I need to also go very deeply inside myself. And so what I saw during this awakening is that there's a bigger game to be played here with what we're doing with actualize.org. And for me to fully play that game, I need to take myself out of this process of running a business and doing the daily stuff that I do to keep this thing running. Because creating these videos puts me in a very conceptual frame of mind, because I have to be analyzing things and thinking about things from various people's points of views and thinking about objections and questions and concerns and points of confusion that people have about these topics. And all of that is great, and it's been wonderful for the last 4 or 5 years that I've been shooting these videos basically nonstop. It's just been sort of this nonstop cycle of insights and understanding and going deeper and deeper and understanding the field of personal development and spirituality more broadly and more deeply at the same time. And that has been very helpful for my own growth. But still, it's also limiting. There's two sides to this coin, because this growth is still at the conceptual level, still at the mental level. And so what I'm finding that I need to do is I need to take myself out of this sort of daily, pragmatic, running a business mode and just go completely into myself. because, of course, even though I learned so much from actualize.org, I learned a lot just from formulating and articulating these insights for you. I also learned a lot from getting feedback and questions from people and all of that. But still, it easily becomes a distraction. It's still a materialistic process. It's still a highly conceptual process. And so that's something that has been holding me back. And I've been vacillating about this because I didn't know, like, what the right move is. Should I quit actualize.org entirely? Should I do a long retreat? Should I just keep doing the videos and maybe somehow sneak little retreats in here and there? That's sort of the thing that I've been doing over the last year, is I've been doing retreats. But still, most of my attention was focused on actualize.org. And so now the shift is that I'm turning my attention away from that for the first time in about 4 years that I've been shooting these videos. And hence, I will be isolating myself for 30 days straight. During these 30 days of isolation, there will be no business. There will be no creative pursuits. There will be no talking. There will be no socializing. There will be no phone calls. There will be no internet. There will be no text messaging. There will be no reading or any of that kind of stuff. I will be doing this 30-day retreat basically at home. I'm not going to any fancy location. I didn't rent any fancy cabin in Hawaii or something like that. It's just going to be at home. I'm going to keep it very simple. I've done enough of these retreats in exotic places that it really doesn't matter where you are. Wherever you go, there you are. And here, I want to just keep it very simple. I want to focus on the essence of my work. Nothing fancy. I'm just going to sit there and basically do nothing and just surrender myself more and more into the emptiness until it completely consumes me. That's the objective. Now, since it's 30 days, I'm not going to stock up on 30 days of food, so I will be doing a little bit of driving around to the grocery store, maybe once per week to procure more groceries. But even during this driving period, I will still try to maintain my mindfulness and be fully in the present moment doing this work. The objective of this retreat is the end of personhood. I want this persona of a self, of a Leo, to completely collapse and end. And to enter this permanent God mode where every moment you are completely awake and you're completely conscious no matter what's happening or what's going on or what you're talking about. You're always just conscious that all that there is God and that's what you are. And also the objective is the end of all suffering and fear and boredom. I really want to nip this boredom thing in the bud. Because this boredom is a much, much bigger monster than most people realize. Most people don't realize just how much of their life is spent avoiding boredom. And you really only realize that when you go on one of these long retreats and you face that boredom head on and you see how difficult that is. So I want to tackle that once and for all. I want to tackle any remaining fears that I have, fears of death, fears of financial problems, fears of not being able to survive. You know, there's all sorts of fears that are there under the surface that I want to tackle once and for all. And any remaining sources of suffering. And lastly, the objective is what the Zen masters call no mind. It's a state in which your mind is completely silent. And for me, this has been a big challenge because my mind is very active. My mind is very creative. My mind is incredibly conceptual. If you haven't been able to tell that yet. And that has been my biggest obstacle to all this enlightenment stuff, is because simultaneously as I pursue enlightenment, I'm also analyzing the process as it's happening because I have this mission of then communicating it to other people So it presents a challenge, because to really go and fully embody the awakening, the mind has to completely stop, which means that you can't really analyze what's going on. So that presents a challenge. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to go completely into this process for 30 days. I'm not going to do much analyzing. I'm going to shut off the mind and see how deep I can go towards the no mind state. Now, a couple of administrative points here. There will not be any new videos or blog posts for the next month. There will be no new forum posts from me. But actualize.org as a website and the forum and the store will still be fully active. So you can still shop if you want to buy the Life Purpose course, if you want to get the book list, you can still do that. You can still access all of those. That's not going away anytime soon. The forum will still be active. Moderators will still be moderating it. And so everything will basically still keep running. So don't worry about that. And in fact, I will still provide tech support and any kind of billing issues or refunds if you need any, then I will still be providing that. I will take an hour or two out of my retreat, probably somewhere during the middle, where I will answer any kind of tech support issues that arise. There aren't very many that usually arise, but you know, we get once or two a week or something like that. So I'll address those. So don't worry. And that will all keep running. What I think I want to do is I want to shoot one summary video for every week during this basically 4-week process. So at the end of every week, I will sort of do a summation video, the way that I've done in retreats in the past, where I'll talk about what's going on with me, where I'm at, and what my current state is, and what maybe some insights that I gleaned were, and share those with you. But I'm not going to post those weekly videos until June, until my retreat is over, so I don't distract myself. So that's the game plan. Now, actualize.org is not going away. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying here is actually that I'm trying to deepen the work. I'm trying to take it to the next level. I'm trying to make myself a better teacher. I'm trying to fully embody the things that I talk about and that I teach. It's easy to talk about these things. It's another thing to actually embody them. And there are many degrees of embodiment that one can have. So some of the things I talk about, I already embody them to some degree, but then the question is, to what degree? And so here what I want to do is I want to deepen that degree. There are still many important videos that I have left to shoot that I'm really excited about shooting, and that's what makes this decision so difficult, because I love shooting these videos. In fact, there are so many videos to shoot that it's overwhelming. How many of them there are. There are hundreds of them. My best videos, I think, are still yet to come. We have very deep and important topics yet to cover. We have topics like the nature of science, the nature of language, which we've still only just skimmed the surface of. We'll definitely cover that in the future. Chaos theory, the nature of perception. That's a very important topic. We're going to talk about causality. We're going to talk about the true nature of evolution and how materialism and science misunderstands what evolution is and how it really works. We're going to talk about what consciousness is, what awareness is. We're going to talk about different levels of consciousness. We're going to talk about different degrees of enlightenment and different facets to enlightenment. We're going to talk about the problems with pragmatism. There's going to be videos on systems thinking, on spiral dynamics, videos about emotions, the true nature of emotions. That's a very deep topic with many videos that will be under that umbrella. We're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about anger. We're going to talk about guilt. We're going to talk about shame. We're going to talk about boredom and all the other kinds of emotions that are running your life and basically enslaving you. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about chakras. There's going to be videos on healing. There's going to be videos about self-bias. That's still a topic that I need to cover from earlier that I promised. There's going to be videos about integrity, about brain science, about brain training. So, I mean, there's still so much to cover. This is just scratching the tip of the iceberg of all the stuff we have to talk about. And that's not even including all the stuff that I need to talk to you about, which I learned recently from my Hawaii retreat. Tons of insights there about enlightenment and non-duality in this whole spiritual process. And of course, all the insights that I'll gain over the next 30 days from this long, solo, isolated retreat. So actualize.org is by no means done. My plan is to come back and to resume this stuff at an even deeper level. So that what I really want is I want to be able to talk about these topics in a way that gets right to the bone, to the very core of these issues, so that you have the most potent, most concentrated wisdom and insights about how to master your emotions and how to do a meditation retreat, how to pursue enlightenment and all this sort of stuff. And so even though the things I've told you in the past, it's good advice, generally speaking, but the question always is, you know, how direct is it? How close to the bone does it really cut? And what I've noticed is that the deeper I get into this work, the more I see all the common threads and how they all interconnect very deep down. You see sort of the surface structures at first, but then you get to the really deep structures of how the psyche works and what the obstacles are. And then you see very, very clearly why people are suffering, why they have pain, why they keep backsliding, why they keep committing the same stupidities over and over again, why they're addicted and all this sorts of stuff. You start to see that. And so the really powerful work is being able to sort of, rather than cutting off heads of this hydra, all these problems you're tackling by cutting off individual heads, you attack the hydra right at the heart. And then for that, of course, you need to go very deeply into yourself. So that's the plan. I have really no idea how this is going to turn out. It's an experiment. I don't know whether I'm going to succeed at this or not, so just watch and see. For me, this is simultaneously exciting and scary. It's exciting because I'm excited to take it to the next level. I feel like this process of shooting videos every single week, I've sort of mastered this process. I'm sort of comfortable with this process. Of course, I can improve it a lot, but it feels like I'm just polishing the details. What I want is I want to like take it to the next level. So I'm really excited about possibly doing that. I'm really excited being able to not just speak about these things intellectually with you using words, but also to embody it more physically and to embody it more energetically, such that the teachings are communicated not just through my words and the concepts, but really through the energy. And that's what you see with a lot of really great enlightened masters and spiritual teachers, is that what's remarkable about them is their energy. That's what really convinces you to get into the work, is the energy behind the teachings, not the words, not the ideas, even though those can be very profound as well. But as excited as I am about all that, it's also scary. It's frightening. I've never done a retreat this long. I don't really know whether I'll be able to pull it off. Frankly, the longest I've done is about 10 days, a 10-day Vipassana, and that was in a more structured sort of setting. And even there, you know, usually I would cheat a little bit here and there. I would sneak a peek at my phone or the internet or something like that. But also I feel like I've done so many of these retreats now that I'm getting more aware of the tricks that my mind plays on me, which then derail the retreats or get me to try to like run away or to escape. So I'm becoming more conscious of that. And also my commitment and my determination is deepening. And that's what really happened with this mini awakening experience that I had on 5-MeO recently, is that it really showed me that this is what I need to commit my entire life to. Sort of a all-in type of move. And so that's what I'm doing. But of course, you know, with an all-in type of move, you don't know what's really going to happen. And it's a little bit scary because I spent the last 4 years just pumping out these videos, and I sort of built that up as a habit. And then, you know, quitting one of these habits, even if it's sort of a good habit, as it is in this case, let's say, it can still be frightening because you're surrendering something. You see, actualize.org has been my baby. I'm like surrendering my baby. And that's something that, of course, I don't want to do. But that's precisely why I need to do it, is because it is scary. Then you got to face those fears and you got to surrender all of that ultimately if you want to get to the deepest levels of awakening. You can't have any attachments, really, including all of your positive attachments. And the positive attachments, in a way, are really the most hardest to give up. It's easy to try to surrender your negative attachments. I mean, it's hard to actually give them up, but at least intellectually, you're on board with it. It's like, if you're a heroin addict, you know you should probably not be doing heroin. And if you're like a porn addict, you know that probably porn's not good for you, you should give it up. But how do you surrender your attachment to your children, to your family, to your business, to your career that you're really passionate about, to your life purpose even? How do you surrender attachment to that? Oh, that's really challenging. So that's what I'm going to attempt to do a little bit here. So that's it. This is goodbye for now. I hope that this next month, even though I'm not going to be releasing much content, that you take this next month to go deeply into the work. Stop just watching. Stop just listening. Stop just reading. Take it to the next level yourself. Start doing the practices. I've talked to you about dozens and dozens of practices at this point. You know what they are. Stop saying you don't know how. Start doing it. Start taking action. And if right now you're busy, I understand. Maybe you have other commitments, and right now you can't go deeply into the work because you have job commitments, school commitments, family commitments, whatever. That's understandable. But then at least make a plan for when you're going to go deeply into this work. Make a plan that you're going to start some meditation retreat. Maybe not now, maybe later in the summer, maybe in the fall, maybe in the winter, maybe next year, but make a concrete plan. Plan it out. Schedule it. Put it on your calendar. Put the money down for the reservation. And not just a retreat. There's many things you can do besides retreats. Psychedelics and starting a yoga practice, starting a meditation practice, shamanic breathing, and all this other stuff that I've talked to you about. Make some commitments and some plans. Make it concrete for when you're going to really go deeply into this work. Yes, your daily practices, you've been doing some daily practices, that's great, but then you got to take it deeper than just a few daily practices here and there. Your biggest gains will come when you do isolate yourself, when you put yourself into solitude and you focus your full attention on the inner work. The daily stuff is great. Keep doing that. But also carve out some time in your schedule over the next year for really going 100% into this work with full focus, without any distractions, without any kind of other obligations or concerns, business concerns or family concerns or any of that kind of stuff that are in your way. If you're a student, you've got a really great opportunity because summer is coming up. And during the summer, you've got a lot of free time. Stop wasting this time dicking around. You can go very deeply into this work during the summer. You have very few obligations as a student. And whatever obligations you do have that you think are important, guess what? They're not nearly as important as you think they are. Ditch those. Go really deeply into yourself. You'll thank me later when you're an adult. It's much, much easier to do this stuff when you're young than when you're older. Because as you get older, your mind gets ossified. It gets filled with all of its nonsense and all the social conditioning. And then it's a challenge. It's a real uphill battle to deprogram yourself of all of that. If you're in high school right now, if you're in college, this is the time. Don't waste it. Right now, you can make so much growth that it'll take you years or decades to do it as an adult. Because as an adult, you're going to have a job, you're going to have all sorts of commitments and maybe a family and children and a girlfriend and boyfriend and a wife and a husband and all this sort of stuff. And then it gets more challenging. But even if you're an adult, still, no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, figure a way to plan this stuff out, be strategic about it, and then do it. So that's goodbye for now, and I will be back.